Starship's mixed result, a wildfire threatening deep space, and a first Ebola vaccine trial. SpaceX's latest Starship test reached orbit or near orbit successfully, but the Super Heavy booster failed again on its landing attempt. The catch the booster with the tower approach has worked in previous tests without achieving consistent reliability. For a vehicle system whose entire business case rests on rapid reusability, turning the booster around quickly for reflight, landing consistency is the remaining core engineering challenge. Each failed landing destroys a vehicle worth tens of millions of dollars. A wildfire forcing evacuation of NASA's deep space tracking station near Madrid is producing real operational consequences for active space missions. The Madrid complex is one of three stations in NASA's deep space network. The others are located in California and Australia, and handles communications with spacecraft from the James Webb Telescope to missions at the outer planets. Coverage gaps are possible for spacecraft that cannot be routed through the remaining two stations depending on orbital geometry at a moment when several deep space missions are active. Medical news receiving almost no attention this week. The first human trial of a vaccine targeting the Bundibugyo strain of Ebola has begun. Bundibugyo causes case fatality rates of roughly 25-36% and has driven outbreaks in Central Africa without any previously approved strain-specific vaccine. Reaching first in human testing means years of preclinical development have cleared safety review. Efficacy data will take considerably longer, but the milestone represents meaningful progress in preparedness for a pathogen that recurs regularly in outbreak-prone regions. Separately, documents showing U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized undeclared virus materials before COVID raised questions about biosecurity handling protocols. Undeclared biological materials are intercepted routinely at ports of entry. Travelers, including researchers, sometimes fail to comply with customs declarations through bureaucratic confusion or negligence. The operative questions are whether post-seizure handling was adequate and what the materials actually were, rather than the seizure itself. As Canadian wildfires worsened and smoke affected air quality across the northern United States, Trump posted what multiple fact-checkers identified as an AI-generated image of a non-existent border air filter on Truth Social, a response that drew criticism as the administration's substantive response to a crisis affecting millions of Americans received substantially less coverage than the Iran conflict.